says, if you can't do it, so you can't do it. Really, the gilach means take the razor and cut off the hair. But if you don't have any hair, so you can't do putting the razor and cutting, but I call upon him, the mitzvah is put the razor over your head. You have to let the razor go over your head. So that's what Reb Podos learns. Not like Reb Avina. He learns that Beis Shammai meant to say, you mamish have to put the razor over your head, even though it's not cutting off any hair. Because Reb Podos says that Beis Shammai and Reb Lezer is saying one halacha. So Beis Shammai is like this halacha. Now what's Reb Lezer's halacha? Reb Lezer the Tnan. We learned like this, the Tanya. Ain loy boyin yad. What's going to be by the mitzvah if he doesn't have a thumb or boyin regular, he doesn't have a big toe? Is halacha ain loy tyro lomis. So such a mitzvah can never become Torah. Because the halacha of a mitzvah is you have to put on his thumbs from the dam of the yoshim, and also the shemen, the luk shemen, you have to put the shemen on his thumbs. And if he doesn't have a thumb, you can't do this mitzvah, so the mitzvah can't become Torah. Reb Lezer says no. Noiser namakoymei. No, put it on that makam. He doesn't have a thumb. Whatever meat is over there, instead of the thumb, put the dam of the mitzvah of the yoshim there. Put this lug shemen, the shemen, put over there. So you see, according to Reb Lezer, even though he doesn't have the thumb, still you have to put the dam and the shemen on that makam. And Reb Podos says that Beis Shammai and Reb Lezer both say the same thing. So just like Reb Lezer means to say, even though you don't have a thumb, still you have to put the dam there. Beis Shammai also means the same thing. Even though you don't have any hair growing, still the mitzvah is by a bald nozer that you have to take the razor and let it go over your head. That's the mitzvah of the gilach of using the razor over your head. So Reb Podos argues on Reb Avina. Reb Avina said, no, according to Beis Shammai, you have to, but you can't. And the Podos says, no, you have to and you could do it. Rabbi Shimon, says, "Im nosa nal shel smil yotza." He has another yotza. If the guy doesn't have a right thumb, let him put it on his left. On the left side also yotza. If you don't have a right, you could use the left. So Rashi says,
"Rashi, yeah."
There's a ton of rabbonin. Learn to the price like this. Ton of rabbonin. Velokach midam oshim. You take the blood from the dam oshim. Is yochol bekli? I would think you have to be mekabel the dam by a korban mitzvah when he brings his oshim. The regular kabbalah is like any other kabbalah bekli. Talmudim with the pasuk says vinosan. No, you have to put it. Man nesina biatzmo shakoyin. Just like a vinosan. Vinosan means you have to put from the dam like the kohen puts his finger into the dam. And from his finger, he pours the dam onto the mizbeach. Is af lekicha biatzum shakoyin? Who are then here also? When you have to make lekicha, be mikabel the dam of the korban oshem by a mitzvah, you have to use your hands, not a kli like normally. When you mikabel the dam of a korban, you use a kli a mizruk. Here, by the dam of the mitzvah, the Torah says no. A lashon of velokach v'nosan, just like v'nosan means with your hands. Who are then the velokach? The taking of the dam also has to be with your hands. Yochol aflam mizbeach kain. I would think who adin the dam you want to receive of the korban oshim to put on the mizbeach to make the zrika with. Also, even that dam the kohen has to receive in his hands and not in a kli. Talmud Lema the pasuk says no. Ki kechates oshim hu. This korban oshim that a mitzvah brings has the same halach like a korban chates. So we say ma chates, just like a regular korban chates, tuna kli. We have to make the shchita. How do you receive the blood? You have to use a kli. The kohen has to hold the mizrak in his hands, and he puts it under the neck of the animal, and he receives the dam. That's by regular korban chatis. You have to use a kli. Is af osham toin kli? Who adin the korban osham that you shech for the mitzvah? Also, you have to have a kli. So it comes out we have two psukim here. One pasuk is saying really with the blood of this korban osham, you have to do two things with it. One thing is, this blood, you make a zrika on the mizbeach, like any other korban. And secondly, the chiddush of an asher mitzvah is, this dam you have to put on his oizen, on his ears, on his thumbs, on his big toe. You have to put. So it comes out to two different halachas here. That the blood you're going to use to put on the mizbeach, that blood has to have a regular kabbalah, the kli. But the blood that you're going to use to put on the thumb and on the big toe and on the ears, that you don't receive in a kli, but you have to receive in your hands. So it comes out, nimtza satomer, what comes out from this pasuk is like this, that osher metzorah, when you shech this korban osher, that a metzorah has to bring, shnei kahanim mekablam es domai, you have to have two different kahanim standing there to receive to mekabel the dam. Echad diyad, one kohen receives some dam in his hand, and that blood is going to use to put on the ears, on the thumbs of the metzorah, v'yechad bekli, and the second kohen has to stand there with a kli to mekabel the dam with a kli. So you have to have two different kohanim. Zesh shekibul bekli, this kohen that received the dam bekli, bo lo yetzem esbeich, he takes the dam of this osher metzorah, he takes this dam that he received in the kli and goes near the mizbeach and makes the zrika to the mizbeach from the kli. Not from the kli, I mean, he puts his hands in it, but he uses the kli. V'zeh shekibol biyad, and the second kohen that received the dam of the osher metzorah with his hands, bo lo yetzem metzorah, he goes near the metzorah and he does the avodah of putting the dam on the ears and on the behindness, on the thumbs of the metzorah. So the kitzah by the osher mitzrayim, you have to have two kahanim receiving the dam. Rashi says, "V'lokach the osher mitzrayim ksiv, v'lokach hakoyim midam osher." It says the kohen takes v'chol lekicha muru bedam, take of l'shchit l'oshen kabolu. When the other Torah says l'oshen of v'lokach, right after shchita, it always means to receive the dam. And the pasuk says v'lokach v'nosam, that you take and you give. So idashin, just like giving, always means with your hands. Huadin v'lokach also means with your hands. And then we say, yochalaf l'mizbeach, dekaimelo an osher mitzorah toyim matan dom l'gabi mizbeach kishara shomis. An osher mitzorah was like a regular korban osher, that you have to make the zrika from the dam on the mizbeach. V'zeh dover shoye v'chlal. This is a regular inyan. V'yotz lidim v'dover chodesh v'chziv l'cha akos l'chal perish. Even though this osher mitzorah has a new halacha, you have to put it on the behinis, on the ears, but it also has the regular loch of a korban osher, you have to make the zrika on the mizbeach. So we learn out from chatis, ma chatis tunikli, le kabolas domo, the chola kabonas nafkulon bekesho, the zois haterul oilu lemincho, le chatis loshim of oilu vishlomim ksiv, vayosim biyagonis. The other pasuk says clearly, you have to put the dam inside a kli, you have to have a kabbalah from a kli, the yoshem nami meheicha the gomer chatez gomer iyu el osher mitzorim mishum the yosef the medav rachodesh v'boyen yad v'yozin yamonis hutzvach lachziru leklal. Now, even though from that pasuk we know an osher mitzorim, we know ashamas also, but I call upon him, since an osher mitzorim went out to teach us a new chiddush, I need this new hekesh to tell us that osher mitzorim has the regular loch also. So when it comes out that this korban osher of a mitzorim has a chiddush, that you need two kahanim there, b'shas kabolas adam. One kohen receives it in a kli, and that dam he makes his zrika on the mizbeach, and the second kohen receives the dam in his hands, and that dam he has to put on the chiddush, the thumb, the big toe, and the ear of the mitzvah. But it's not hosam. We learned over there, the sefta, the kulon metamim begodim v'nisrofen abeis hadeshin. Divrei Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. That's Reb Lezer Reb Shimon's halacha. What's it going on kulam? So Rashi says, Kol haporim vasirim hashnim vishnosenu ka benishpach adam liacha kaporazu vevi parshen leproiches. We had a whole machlokes before. Let's say on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol made the shchita and the kabbalas of the dam of the par. Then Levi brings it in the lefnayim lefnim and he starts to make tazois. He has to do one upwards and seven downwards. Let's say in the middle, when he's doing the seven downwards, all the dam spills out. So the halacha is, you have to shecht another par and get the dam, and we had a machlokes. According to Reb Meir, you have to start over again. According to Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, you continue on. Now, it could be that you're going to have to use three or four pars. Let's say then you took a second par, and in the middle of the avodah in the heichal, again all the dam spilled out. So the halacha is, you have to shecht another par and get new dam. So I'm only going to have to use three or four pars to continue doing the avodah. Now, what's the loch of each one of these pars? The loch in the mouth is called a par achatis apnim. And the loch of achatis apnim is that all the meat and the amurim is burnt. You don't put it on the mizbeach, because nothing is burnt on the mizbeach. But the loch is you have to burn it kusla machna abeis asreifam. That's a special loch by the achatis apnim. So what's going to be the loch by all these three pars? Like you didn't use either one of them, you didn't use completely. You used all three of them together. So what's the halacha? So that the Sefta says like this, Tanan Hosim, V'chulam, all these three or four parts that you have to use is Temeyim Begodim. So you all have the same halacha. That's a Kahanim that worsik in it, that burn it, the Kahanim that work with it, Amatam the Begodim. And they all have the loch like a chatas apnim that you have to burn it outside on the base of deshin. Divrei Reb Elazar Reb Shimon. That's what they hold. The Chomer Moimim know ein metamim begodim v'ein nisrofim abeis adeshin elo achron. Only the last par. Okay, the first two or three that you used, since from that dam you didn't finish off the whole kaporo, so those don't have a loch of porim and nisrofim. You don't have to burn them on the base of deshin, and they're not metamim begodim, the kohen that's working with it. Only the last par. Why? Hoyel v'goma boy kaporo. Since with the last par, that's where you finished off the kapara, that one is the chosh of a par. That par has a loch of a par on its rofim. You have to burn it outside the base of deshin, and whoever works with it is matam with begodim. So the machleik is Reb Elazar Shimon and the Chachamim. Is boy minei rovo mirav Nachman. So Rav has to shalach mirav Nachman. Kamo sirim mishaleich. What's going to be the locha by the soil azozil? How many sirim do you send away? In other words, the same halacha by the par we have by the soyer. We know that metchila you have two series in, you make the geru, one is the chatas lashem, and one is lazozel. Now let's say here, after you made the chatas lashem, you made the shchiti, you had the dam, and you started to make the azoyes on the zbech, on the preches. And then all the dam spilled out. So halacha is, you have to shecht another soyer. How do you shecht another soyer? The halacha is, you have to again bring two shnei sirim, it's shnei sirizim, and again, you have to have one that's a chatas lashem, and another one that's lazozel. Then let's say the second one, also all the blood spilled out. So you have to bring a third set of shnei sirizim. So it comes out, after you finish the third soyer, you have now three sirim left over that are the soyer lazozel. So what do you do with those three? Like, how many of them do you have to send away? Omalei, so he answered back, v'chi edroi mishaleach, had you have to send away a few. Pshiti, you only have to send away one, whichever one you want. But only one of them do you have to send away. Omar Lois, he answered back, V'chi Edroi Seref, I have the same kasha before that the Sefta says, they are on the par. When the dam spilled out from the first one, you have to have a second par, a third par, a fourth par. The Brisa says that according to Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, you have to burn all four parim. So as the Torah says, V'chi Edroi Seref, the Torah says only to burn one par. So you see, the pshat is that since here you have to use three or four, so you have to burn all four of them. So maybe he wasn't here also. Since you have to use three or four serum lazozil, maybe you have to send away all four of them. So Rashi says, "V'chi edrei serif, Rabba come hadalei the Rav Nachman or the Taimich v'chi edrei yeskika akosel lisroi for tanan v'kul misraf in the Beit Hadeshen." That the Sefta says you have to burn all of them, even though lechatchila you only bring one par. So you see, as many as you have to bring, you have to burn. Here also, maybe if you have to have three or four serum lazozil, you have to send all four away. So Mara says, no, me dummy, is one diamond to the other. Hosam like siv oisim. By the Purim, it doesn't say the word oisim, ashm only one and not two. Hochok siv oisim. Mashenkem by the soil lazozel, the Pasuk says, like Rashi says, Hochok siv oisim, lishaleach oisim lazozel. Oisim is mashma one. In other words, the mitzvah lazozel, you never have more than one. So even though true, you had to use three serim to choose the three, you had to have three sets of serim to be able to choose the three serum chatas lashem, but I call upon the leftover three serum lazozel, you don't have to send away all three, it's enough just to send away one. Here's the xeros akosiv, lashaleach oisoi, only one and not more. Itna, Rav Papi Mishmei de Rav Omar, Rishon Mishaleach. So true, you're telling me it's xeros akosiv, you only have to send away one soil lazozel. But which one of them? We have now three serum lazozel, which one of the three should you send away? So Rav Papi learns Mishmei de Rova Risha Mishleich. The first one, that was kaveh to be the first lazozel. That's the mitzvah to send that one away. Rav Yisimi Mishmei de Rova Omar Achra Mishleich. No, the last one you send away. So Mar says like this. Bishleim Rav Yisimi Bravashi Mishmei de Rova de Omar Achra Mishleich. Bishleim the one that says name of Rova. That you have to send away the last one. I could understand Kisavar, he holds Hoya Vagoma Boy Kapara. Since that was a svara with the last one, that was the one that we finished off the kapara. In other words, that last set, that the one was a chatas lashem, and one was a soil azozil, that last chatas lashem, that's the one that we finished off the avoidus the zrikas with that chatus lashem, so it's mate, that lazozel, that's the equal lazozel. So that's the one you have to send away. Ela Rav Papi, Mishmei the Rova, Micah Sover, what's his svarah to say, send away the first one? Umanashach. Well, why the first one? Why not the second? Why not the third one? So Gemara says, Sover lo Kreb Yosi. He holds a new svarah. He holds like Kreb Yosi. The Oma Mitzvah Barishim. The mitzvah is with the first one. The first one you did, that's the one that's Kaveh Dikra Mitzvah. You have to finish the mitzvah with the first one. For the Gemara, hi Rabbi Yossi. Where does Rabbi Yossi say such halacha? Where is this Rabbi Yossi that said you use the first one? Elaim Rabbi Yossi the Kupois. If you want to say Rabbi Yossi in the Gemara and Shkolim we had, that talks about Kupois, we had a halacha like this, that Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Shloisha Kupois. They had three different baskets there. Shel Shola Shola Soin. Each basket was as big, was able to hold three soin. Shebehen Termin Esalishka. And these three baskets used to take the truma from the lishka. In other words, people used to bring the machsa shekel to the lishkas, to the special room, and then they used to come and take a truma. They used to take some of these shkolim out, and they used to put it into these three big baskets. And each basket was able to hold three soyim. Voyekosav aleim, these three baskets had written on them, Aleph Beis Gimel. The first one, the second one, and the third one. Now, Vatanya learned like this. Omer Reb Yosi, Loma Kosav aleim Aleph Beis Gimel. Why was it written on these three different kupas, these three different baskets? An Aleph, the second one a Beis, the third one a Gimel. Lay that to know, Eizem Mehem Nitzmer Rishon. To know which one of these baskets you took the truma first. Now, you have this whole room full of Machsa Shekel. So then as you have these three baskets standing outside, each basket holds three soyim. So first you scoop up the machzor shekel and fill up the first basket. Then you fill up the second basket. Then you fill up the third basket. So my nafka mina that you filled up this one first, that's why we write an aleph on it, to know this is the one we did first. Why do we have to know this one we did first for? Lohavi hemenu rishon. The Rabbi Yossi holds because from this kupa, this is the one you have to use the money to buy the kabbalas from first. Why? Shemitzvah Barishim. Because the mitzvah is to use the first basket. Since this is the basket you filled up first with the machzah shekel, the mitzvah is to finish off this basket. So you see, the first one you start, that's the one you have to end off with. So Mara says, no, what's the raya? Dilma, v'idna di'ischazoyi kemaisa lo yischazi basraisa. Maybe there's a difference, like Rashi says. Like as soon as you filled up this first basket with the money of the machzah shekel, this basket right now is roy to be used to start buying the kabbonis with it. Mashenk, in the second basket, you didn't fill up yet. So in other words, when you filled up the first basket, this is the only basket that has the money roy to be used to buy kabbonis. So pshita, you have to start using that basket first. First later we filled up the second basket. So that's the reason why you use the first basket, because when you filled up the first basket, that's the only one that has the truma salishka. That's the only one that has the money to be used to buy the kabbonis. Al v'soy yishel zug rishon mashenken over here. The soy lazozel from the first mate is lenira lishaleich. You never was able to send it away yet. Achigor mekol matanas adomim. Because halacha is, when do we send away the soil azozel? Only after you finish all the hazoyas of the dam from the soil that's a chatas lashem. After you finish all the three sets, the sets of putting the soil first on the lafnai lafnim, then doing it on the proiches, then putting on the mizbeach hazov. After you finish all the three sets of domim, then you first send away the azozel. So now this first mate, this first lazozel, it was never right to be sent away. Because we're talking about now, this first chatis, the third that was a chatis, in the middle of this rikas adam, you spilled out all the dam. So you never finished off the dam with the first soyer. So you had to shecht another soyer, you had to bring another pair of sirizim, and make another gerul, and make a new choose, which is chatis shem, which is lazozel. So the first lazozel was never able to be used. Because you can't start to send it away until you finish all the dam. And you didn't finish all the dam by the first one. So maybe here Rabbi Yossi wouldn't say to use the first lazozel. Maybe here he could use the second lazozel. Maybe here he use the third lazozel. You have Narayi from this din to a din of kupas. By the kupas, when you finish the machzah shekel, there we say when you finish the first kupam, you're allowed to use it right now. That's why you use that one first. Mashenk, here the domim, you can't the lazozel, you have no din to send it away yet. So Gemara says, Ella Rabbi Yosi de Pesach. It's Rabbi Yosi that says, Alocha by Pesach. It's now, we learned like this. Hamafrish Pischein. If somebody set aside a Korban Pesach before Pesach, he had his little sphere, he made it for Korban Pesach. V'yovad, and he lost it. V'ifrish achatachto, so before Erev Pesach, he set aside another Korban Pesach. V'yachakach nimtzor rishon, and later he found the first one. So now Lamais on Erev Pesach, he has two Pesachs. The locher is v'reish neim oimdim, and he has both of them standing in front of him. So which one should he use for the Korban Pesach? So one says, Eizim em sheyitza yakriv. Divrei chachamim. The chachamim say, whichever one of these two he wants, we can use. Either one of them is roy for Korban Pesach. They're both hufras l'shem Korban Pesach. He could take his choice right now. Reb Yossi says, mitzvah berishon. The mitzvah is to use the first Korban Pesach. Even though for a time you lost it, and you set aside a second one, but now that you found the first one, there's a mitzvah to use the first one. So you see, the first one that set aside for the mitzvah, you're supposed to use the first one. But let's say the second korban you set aside was a much nicer one, a bigger one, a fatter one, then you can use the second one. But calls them on the second one is not nicer, Rabbi Yossi says the mitzvah is to use the first one. Even though there's no svara to use the first one over the second one, like the chur, it should be your choice, but you see that's Rabbi Yossi's svara, that the first one that came in contact with the mitzvah, the first one that was shayach to do the mitzvah with, you're supposed to finish off, do the mitzvah with that one. Here also, these three serum lazazel, it comes out at the end of the day, you had to have three different pairs, so you have three left over to be lazazel. Rabbi Yossi Shittur is, take the first one. Since that was the first one that came in contact with the mitzvah, even though later on you had another two, still you're supposed to let the chila take the first one. Rashi says, "V'yakach nimtzor rishon, oy koydim chatzoyis diabosar, oy yachach chatzoyis." Might not mean that b'kol ponim you found it during the time to bring the korban pesach. V'kom Rabbi Yossi mitzvah rishon, v'yafapi shufras hasheni koydim chatzoyis, v'chimote chatzoyis tavayu eschazi. When it came chatzoyis erev pesach, the time to start to bring the korban pesach, both are roy right now. Ki adodi to kamod loymote zman shchitas pesach leyeschazi kamam. The first one wasn't roy until it came the chatzoyis erev pesach. By the time the chatzoyis, you had two in front of you. So why does Rabbi Yossi say to take the first one? Elamai, that's Rabbi Yossi's svarim. That the first one that came in contact with the mitzvah, that's the one to do first. So that's Rabbi Yossi's svarim here also. The first lazozel, that's the one you should use. Hajin alecho, it's your life.